unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do, courtesy of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, re-airing from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Plus, if you wanted to call in and leave a message, you could always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Lots of stuff to get into. We've obviously got some stuff to talk about and pertains to the NFL. It's Thursday night football. The Raiders are visiting the Broncos. We know how that outcome is going to end up being. We know what that's going to end up being because the Raiders are awful, but we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Obviously, the Los Angeles Lakers are a team that I need to get into because we're going to talk some heavy NBA today. Make no mistake about it. There's some sad, sad news out of Dallas, Texas, pertaining to the Cowboys. We'll get into all of that as well. Certainly, that is not a subject that I have that I can avoid. I will be talking about that, but it's very, very sad news. That's something that we'll get into as the show progresses. But as I said, the first order of business is to get into the NBA because I watched the game last night and I watched the Los Angeles Lakers go up against the San Antonio Spurs. Let me get the obvious out of the way first. Yes, Wembanyama fouled out, only had about 19 points, only had one block on the evening. Fouled out with about 140 left to go in regulation. The Los Angeles Lakers came back from a 9-point deficit, ultimately overcame that and won the game, courtesy of Luka Doncic dropping about 35, 13, and 9. Austin Reeves did not play, even though with LeBron and Luka out for a few games, he was averaging like 31. DeAndre Ayton, the center for the Los Angeles Lakers, somebody that has struggled to find a pulse on an NBA court for years, is averaging 17.5 points and 8 rebounds a game on 60% shooting from the field. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't ignore this. It's very, very early. It's a long season. But without the services of LeBron James, with the services of Luka Doncic, who's averaging 40. He's averaging 40. Luka Doncic, skinny Luka Doncic, in shape Luka Doncic. He's averaging 40. That Luka Doncic is averaging 40, 11, and 9 in the 5 games that he played. Obviously, he missed a few games, missed about 4 games. Out with groin injury, he's back. Averaging 40. Right now, if you were talking about a leading candidate for league MVP honors, albeit very, very early in the season, only 9 games into the season, there is no denying that you got to look at Luka Doncic and say, yo, this dude is right there. And he's clearly the new face of the Los Angeles Lakers franchise. There is no doubt about that. That's not to throw any shade on LeBron or anybody else. It's just that Luka's that dude. He's only 26 years of age. He's that dude. He's that dude. And there's a lot of storylines that emanate from that that we have to talk about. Number one, the plausibility of the Los Angeles Lakers competing for a championship. Ladies and gentlemen, with Luka doing what he's been doing, I would have to tell you, believe it or not, even at age 41, in his 23rd season in the NBA, the hopes of a championship for the Los Angeles Lakers appears to be riding on the shoulders of LeBron James. Because if LeBron James is able to overcome his sciatica and he's able to be back on the basketball court and he's able to do the kind of things we all know he's capable of doing with Luke, if that's taken for granted, Luke is going to continue to look this way. And Austin Reed's going to continue to look the way that he looked. And DeAndre Ayton is going to continue to give you what he's been given. Because you don't need much from DeAndre Ayton. All you got to do is run up and down the court, play some defense. You understand? And average about 15 and 9. You get that from the center spot for DeAndre Ayton, averaging giving you 30 to 31 minutes a game like he is now. I got news for you. You're the Los Angeles Lakers. You can make a run for the title. That is not hyperbole. That is just the truth. Because we all know LeBron's good for 25 a game. He's a man child. He's good for 25 a game. And if LeBron could give you 25, if LeBron could give you what he's accustomed to giving you, and Luka does what Luka does, appearing to be on this mission that he is on, and you combine that with DeAndre Ayton and Austin Reeves giving you any level of production, and everybody else just plays their role, you can't summarily dismiss the Los Angeles Lakers. I can't say enough about J.J. Redick and the job that he's doing as head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's doing an outstanding job. LeBron has been out the entire season. Luka has missed four games. And the Lakers are the second seed in the Western Conference at 7-2. Only the Oklahoma City Thunder are better. I'm just looking at them right now and I'm saying to myself, look, I can't ignore what I'm seeing. I'm not going to be blind. Los Angeles Lakers, they got a chance. And obviously, I'm ecstatic about that because everybody know where I want to be in June. I want to be in L.A. I mean, my dream scenario is L.A. versus Miami. You know me. I ain't trying to be in no cold weather cities. I'm not trying to be in any boring ass cities. And I absolutely positively love the fans in Oklahoma City. They're fantastic. I respect the hell out of them. You know I love Shea Butter, Shea Gilgeous Alexander. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize. If I got a choice to be in L.A. or Oklahoma City in June, what do you think I'm going to pick? I'm not apologizing for it. Not even a little bit. It doesn't take away what I'm going to point out basketball-wise, and that is Oklahoma City, the reigning defending NBA champions, look like NBA champions. They're 8-1 on the season. Shai Gilgeous, the reigning league MVP, is playing like one. Their defense is still stout, elite. And they will most certainly have something to say going up against the Lakers. And you can't trust a Hartenstein and a Chet Holmgren. DeAndre Ayton against both of those dudes, you can't trust it. But if he gives you anything, and you got other cats doing their job, and LeBron and Luka are flowing, And Austin Reeves is right there. At the very least, you can expect the Lakers to be in the conference finals against them. At the very least. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint, and I'm saying to you, yo, it is what it is. I can't ignore the Los Angeles Lakers and what I'm seeing. But neither can J.J. Redick or Luka Doncic. Here's both of them commenting. Let's go to J.J. Redick first to hear what he had to say about last night's game and the Lakers overall.
Responded during that second quarter. We got ourselves going. The other thing was we had stretches where we played really good and we had stretches where we played really poor. Our group is so connected right now. We were able to get back together and there was no quitting. There was no splintering. It's a connected group.
That's what we're talking about. And JJ's big on that. Listen, I've worked with JJ Redick. He was my colleague on ESPN. I got a lot of respect for him, profound respect for him. He doesn't suffer fools. He doesn't play around. He's no nonsense. And he's completely committed to the mission at hand. You got a guy that is starving to coach. And he's gotten the opportunity of a lifetime, courtesy of LeBron, no doubt. And he is making the most of it. His attention to detail, his intellect, what he pays attention to, how he focuses, how he locks in on guys, how big he is on accountability, how much in your face he will be if necessary in order for things to get done the right way. J.J. Redick is that dude. And Nate McMillan, who should be a head coach in this league, by the way, is his lead assistant, along with several others. I can't say enough about him. I really, really can't. And I'm just looking at it right now, and I'm just giving respect where it's due because everybody needs to understand that. Whether it's Bob Byers, who's Greg St. Jean, whether it's Ty Abbott, Scott Brooks, a former head coach in Oklahoma City and in Washington. I mean, this man is on that staff as well. Okay? I mean, I just can't say enough. They know what they're doing. They've got the staff. JJ has assembled a damn good staff. And considering what you've got to work against, you can't knock Rob Pelinka for the job they're doing. Lakers got a chance. I'm telling y'all right now, do not dismiss the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not saying they're going to beat Oklahoma City now. That's a different argument. But they're going to be right there. And I think the Lakers are going to be a top three team in the Western Conference if LeBron James comes back and he's LeBron James. He comes back and he's LeBron James. Lakers are going to be a top three team in the West. 888 Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. That is the number to call right here into the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. In the Eastern Conference, I don't talk about it much because I picked at the beginning of the season, got my Knicks coming out of the East. Some trepidation with that pick because I don't like the way they've looked. I don't give a damn that they're undefeated at home. What you doing when you're on the road? I need that Rough Rider mentality that I know Tom Thibodeau had in this team. I need Mike Brown doing the same thing. And I'm still salty that the New York Knicks don't have their hands on a Giannis Antetokounmpo because, boy, would I love him in New York. But as you look and you scour the landscape, you see the Chicago Bulls having a surprisingly thorough start to their season. Got to give respect where respect is due. Can't sleep on Orlando. Can't ignore them. Can't ignore Milwaukee as long as Giannis is there. Okay? So all of these things are the kind of things that I think about. But I don't see anybody in the East that I think is truly, truly going to upend the dudes in the Western Conference. I just don't see that. I just don't. Time will tell. It remains to be seen. But who's to say? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. Let me get into the NFL for a quick second with the Broncos hosting the Raiders tonight on Thursday Night Football. Just getting out some stats just to get this out of the way. Broncos have won 6 straight games. They're alone atop their division, the AFC West, in November for the first time in a decade. They didn't make any deals before the trading deadline expired Tuesday at 4 p.m. But, you know, one could easily say it qualifies as the latest exhibit in their belief they've already had a contending roster. They've won all 4 games in which they trailed entering the fourth quarter, including last week at Houston, when they rallied against the league's stingiest defense for an 18-15 win. During this winning streak that they're on, this 6-game winning streak that they're on, they've outscored their opponents 86-20 in the fourth quarter. Defensively, because that's where they hang their hat, they're 3rd in total defense, they're 4th in scoring defense, they're 1st in third down defense, 1st in red zone defense, and 1st in defensive sacks. They've got 12 more than any other team, led by Nick Benito's 8. I say all of that to say, give me one reason why I should believe that the Las Vegas Raiders have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this game. There's nothing for me to rave about. There's nothing for me to think about when it comes to the Raiders. The only thing that I can say is that the receivers catch a break this week since Broncos star cornerback Patrick Surtain Jr., or Patrick Surtain II, he's out with a pectoral issue. He's out for this game. I mean, other cats have stepped up. Riley Moss, Chris Abrams, Drain, Jadae Barron. They've all stepped up, but in the end, they're not Patrick Surtain. Ashton Jeanty made news out of Boise State. They drafted him number 1, 6th overall. He's only averaging about 3.9 yards per carry. Also has received 17 or fewer carries 5 times and has a combined 19 rushing attempts over the past 2 games. So they veered away from him a little bit. You don't see anything to celebrate about the Las Vegas Raiders. You don't. You don't. Plain and simple. So I don't know what else to say about that. We'll see as time goes on. But I will tell you, it's just not looking good. I don't want to see somebody get annihilated, but it is what it is. Let me switch gears. And I will openly confess that, you know, I'll take calls today on this subject as well because, you know, when you have the microphone and you have the camera available to you, you know, there's a heightened level of sensitivity any decent human being in a position like I'm in should have. When it comes to things that really ail us, you know, we see each other, you talk to one another, you walk around and, you know, somebody's looking just fine. And before you know it, they're gone. I was in Dallas Monday night. I was in Dallas. I had to do First Take from there. I had to do the Stephen A. Smith Show from there. Then I had to do Monday Night Countdown for ESPN from there. And being in that stadium, seeing all the players, seeing the environment, spectacular. Jerry World, incredible, incredible facility. You see the players. They all looked happy. They looked hyped. They looked enthused. One of those people who looked that way was Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland. He looked hyped. Especially after he ended up scoring a touchdown. That made it even better for him. And one could easily argue that at the age of 24, playing for the Dallas Cowboys, the world was his oyster. And then just about two, three hours ago, we heard the news. He's dead. Marshawn Nyland, Dallas Cowboys defensive end, dead at the age of 24. According to numerous reports, Nyland died last night from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after crashing his vehicle following a police chase, the Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed Thursday. According to them, officers attempted to stop Nyland's vehicle at 10:33 p.m. local time when the driver refused to stop, resulting in a pursuit, which was terminated when DPS troopers lost sight of the car. The vehicle was later located abandoned after being involved in a crash on the southbound lanes of Dallas Parkway, and Nyland was found deceased in the immediate area. Cowboys issued a statement: "It is with extreme sadness that the Dallas Cowboys share that Marshawn Nyland tragically passed away this morning. Marshawn was a beloved teammate and member of our organization. Our thoughts and prayers regarding Marshawn are with his girlfriend, Catalina, and his family." According to Frisco, Texas police, the department responded to assist the Texas Department of Public Safety with locating a vehicle that had evaded troopers during a pursuit that entered the city at approximately 10:39 p.m. Central Time Wednesday. DPS troopers found Nyland's vehicle crashed on southbound Dallas Parkway near Warren Parkway. According to the report, Nyland fled the scene on foot, and officers searched the area with help from K-9 and drone units. Approximately 3 hours later, Nyland was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the course of the search, officers received information that Nyland, quote, expressed suicidal ideations, according to the report. Nyland's agent, Jonathan Persley, described his death as, quote, a pain I can hardly put into words. Statement from his agent: "I'm shattered to confirm that my client and dearest friend Marshawn Nyland passed away last night. I watched him fight his way from a hopeful kid at Western Michigan with a dream to being a respected professional for the Dallas Cowboys. Marshawn poured his heart into every snap, every practice, and every moment on the field. To lose someone with his talent, spirit, and goodness is a pain I can hardly put into words. My heart aches for his family, his teammates, and everyone who loved him, and I hope they feel the support of the entire football community during this unimaginable time. I ask that you please give his loved ones the privacy and compassion they need as they grieve this tremendous loss." And of course, the NFL issued a statement saying, quote, "It was deeply saddened by Nyland's death," adding the league has, quote, "offered support and counseling resources to the Dallas Cowboys." What do you say? You never know what's going on with people. You never know what's going on in their hearts and in their minds. 24 years of age, just finished scoring a touchdown on Monday night, was celebrating. Seemed like the world was in the palm of his hands. And he's gone. And they talked about how he was expressing suicidal thoughts prior to that. This lets this be a lesson to all of us. You never know what's going on in other people's life. You can talk about things, you can talk about sports, you can be truthful, but when it comes to certain things, you know, there's just lines that you don't cross. Have some compassion, show some grace. Understand that a lot of people are going through things that are unimaginable, we would know nothing about. We'd never have any clue. It's just sad. Hard to put into words other than to say it's just sad. And for those of you out there who are going through things and you need somebody to talk to, just talk. Express yourself. Let it out. The one thing that I know and that I absolutely love about things that I see in this country time and time and time again. If you truly, truly, truly are somebody that needs a helping hand and you're vulnerable enough and open enough to express that vulnerability, you'd be surprised how many people would step up and try to provide assistance. So many people, one of the things that's so overwhelming for them to deal with is that they think that they are by themselves, that they are all alone, mired in darkness with no light visibly available to them at the end of the proverbial tunnel. And they succumb to that darkness, never realizing that if you just opened up and you were just open about needing help, it could be a kind word, it could be a conversation, it could be anything, you'd be surprised how many people would reach out and help you. I don't know much about all things America, but I know that. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And if I'm being totally honest with you, I've endured it because that's how miserable and low and dark my life was when I lost my mother in 2017. I felt that empty, that lifeless. But I had people that noticed and were there for me. And they served as that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. So it's too late for Marshawn Nealon, unfortunately. But for those of you out there who are going through some things, just know you're not alone. And just know that in this country, no matter what's going on, no matter how dire things seem from time to time, there's always people willing to help. That's truly what makes us special. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Stephen A. Smith Show in the house right here. Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.